Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Come on, Eileen, and cocaine country dancing. What a day.
Mm-hmm. Roll up to the club in my 1964 Caddy Street Dreaded Stone.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I've been looking for a new karaoke song.
Just a looking for fun.
That's a weird brag.
What?
You always walk in, you size up everybody's songs, like, I'm looking for a new karaoke song.
Well, I've never had one. I guess I say a karaoke. I've never had one. I don't ever sing karaoke.
You did make one of the worst karaoke decisions I've ever seen. You're a guy with a great voice. Mm-hmm. I think you have a lovely tone. You do a good job pitch-wise. But you did choose to sing Don't Stop Believing one time, which is one of the most difficult karaoke songs
ever. Where was this?
It's when, I think we're in Arizona. It was one of our Super Bowl trips. Do you remember this, Tizzle?
That was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta. And I remember going, oh, yeah, Ben's great at karaoke. He's got a great voice. And you're like, what's the hardest song you got?
I've never really tried karaoke. That may have been the only time I've ever done it. I just don't. There was one other time I did it. I did maybe a rap song or something, and I didn't remember the whole second verse. I was like, oh, my God. I think you get into karaoke, and you're like, I remember the chorus, and I remember the first verse. And you're like, oh, my God. And then you're performing, you're like, how many verses are there? God, why did I choose this 19-minute song?
Stairway to Heaven, what a terrible choice.
Whoa. And so I need a new go-to song. When are you doing your next karaoke event, Kevin?
October something. I don't have it set in stone.
Every day that month.
I'm typing in, though, because I have this the program. But Paul Cawthon is not on there.
It could probably be downloaded.
We could probably make it work for
you. That would be a good one. It seems like that would be an easy one.
Yeah, especially, you know.
It's a great song.
Because everyone will like, cocaine!
But
everybody
but,
rips a rail off the table.
There is the awkward part of having like a bunch of just musical interludes, and what do you do during that?
I usually shake my hips, and then I find the youngster in the crowd and really zero in on them to sing Cocaine Country dancing to them.
Yeah, for the kids.
What you got to do. By the way, I do have an update on an earlier topic, and it is very much like the bat signal. You can just, if you're talking Latin music, you can just fire off the Vilma bat signal and you'll get their own version of Wikipedia. So, Los Bukis.
Big deal, huh?
They're an extremely popular 80s grupero band. They made great music. Then the lead singer left the group and had an amazing solo career, sort of like NSYNC. Not the style, but the popularity and paths they took.
Okay.
It's pronounced Bukis, kind of like the Black Keys, but the Bukis. Easily.
Love their beaver nuggets.
I do too. So great. Easily the most anticipated reunion concert this year amongst the older Mexican crowd.
But they need Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to set up.
You're not part of the older Mexican crowd, Kevin.
I actually kind of am.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got fam. Yeah. By proxy. Ben, it was a hugely successful weekend, not only for Los Bukis, but also for Rollertown Beer Works in Salina, Texas. Holy damn, man. You were down representing us at the car show on Saturday, and it just looked epic. It was one of the best days in the history of the brewery. Easy Slider was there. What's the ice cream dude, Mr. Sugar Rush?
Yeah, Mr. Sugar Rush.
So how was that?
It was great. There was a line there the whole time, and it was just, it was one of the best Saturdays in the history of the brewery, and so many people came out, and it was just so great to have a Patriots Day car show and raise money for Salina Police and Salina Fire. Salina Fire Department was there with their big, giant fire truck. We had Salina Police were there. They had several cruisers. Several of the officers who were on duty stopped by to check out the cars. And they had this one military vehicle that they take if there's a hostage situation. That it was one of the coolest cars I've ever seen. It looked like it could drive over a car. Mm. And, there's just a bunch of exotic and awesome cars. Listeners hanging out. Shippy playing music.
Wow.
Live to Give was there. It was just a really special day at the brewery. And, thanks to everyone who came out and supported.
Absolutely. Now, the beer is just on and popping right now. We're also expanding our distribution. So if you're a listener out there and you work at a restaurant, you're like, man, I'd like to have Roller Town on tap. Hell, get at us. We're expanding our distribution right now. If you can make it up to the brewery. God, it's a hard word to say. We got so many good things on tap. I know Jade Nicholas is performing on Friday. I saw that on our calendar. And, Ben, we are 1 week away from announcing all of our Oktoberfest stuff.
Yeah, can't wait for that. This Saturday night, Michael Pazvar's back for stand-up comedy night.
Yes.
That starts at 9. It's comedy for grown-ups. And Saturday, Shorty's is going to be there from noon to 9. Some of the best Mexican food in DFW. Our guy Sean runs that.
That's a Wade family favorite, Shorty's.
Oh, it's so good. The nachos, the tacos, that's 12 to 9. And then Sunday, don't we have a very special thing going on Sunday with a Proper Baking Company brunch?
Ooh, I didn't see that on the schedule. I need
noon
to look at that.
Noon to 3, and this is Proper Baking. It's like English style.
Yeah.
Like it's a gourmet celebrity chef. She shows up and does fish and chips and all sorts of things, and you do not want to miss that.
No, it's absolute money. So make it up to Rollertown Beer Works, open Wednesday through Sunday. And then, of course, if you're out and about, and you see us on tap somewhere, drink it. If you're a local restaurant, you want to get us on tap, let's go. Get at us.
The Cowboys game on TV Sunday, 325?
325 kickoff. And whenever a game like that ends up carrying over past our hours, we stay open. Dude, last Thursday night, I was one of like 8 people left at Rollertown, pulling out of there at 11 o'clock or whatever time it was, because the Cowboys are on. We are going to stay open. That is how we get down. But right now, it's time for this.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game that's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jackwagons.
Rollertown Beer Works in Solana, Texas presents the Today Game for today, September the 13th, 2021. And let's start with Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner on this day in 1814.
All right, are we all ready? Say, can you see? And the Rockets, red flag.
Uh-oh.
I'll make up for it now.
I don't think you will.
That was me and Journey.
For the land of the free.
Clearly edited for brevity, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So he didn't realize what he was getting into when he wandered out there.
Nope.
You guys asked me to sing that in public. I've never tried. We'll see how it goes.
Carl, the guy no-showed who's going to do our national anthem. Would you mind, since you're here, hopping out and doing it?
Oh, that's my song. I got that one on lock. He
jumps over a hurdle. So Francis Scott Key, you said, there was a girl I went to high school with, and her last name is Key, or was Key before she got married. But she claimed growing up that Francis Scott Key was her 7th great-grandfather. Hmm. And I was like, you know, that's probably before 23andMe and all those DNA tests. Mm-hmm. But I always kind of believed it because, you know, she was all smart.
You don't meet a lot of Keys either.
Yeah, she made good grades. It's like, I could see where your 7th great-grandfather might have been the guy who wrote the song.
Or she might have been related to former Mavs player Clarence Key.
My 7th grandpa invented the rubber.
Is that right? Oh, Grandpa, bought a rubber.
Rogers, man.
Right before he died.
Oh, no.
Guys, it's National Peanut Day.
Peanuts debuted in the newspaper. I really don't care about Charlie Brown too much, but I love this song. Turn it up, Brendan. Puts me in such a good mood.
Having some peanuts and I'm eating them. Having some peanuts. Having some peanuts and I'm eating them. Having some peanuts. Having some peanuts. Having some nuts. Eating some nuts. Having some nuts. I'm eating some nuts.
Hey, can you play? I want you to play one little part, because my favorite part of this is when it gets going, there's one little tiny giggle. Play it.
From who?
I think it might be Brendan. I'm not
the beginning of the song or the chorus.
Just go when the music starts.
Na, 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 na. Having some peanuts and I'm eating them. Having some peanuts. Okay. Having some peanuts. Having some nuts. Eating some nuts.
And we kind of got lost on the lyrics too. Is it having or eating some nuts?
Well, it had never been written until that time, so who could know?
We're so happy, too. It's cute.
So great.
That was on this day.
Yep, on this day, back in the year of our Lord in another year.
Spittle was losing tax parts.
Dave Mustaine is 60.
Sure is.
Invented the Mustang.
See, I remember back when I was in Metallica that we used to trade tapes. That's how we even discovered bands. I don't know. I can't blame Lars for doing the things that he does. Who knows why a guy does that? I mean, does he have enough money? Probably, right? I mean, I can't. My brain's going, don't say it, Dave. Don't say it, Dave. Don't say it, Dave. And you're going, say it, Dave. Say it, Dave. Say it, Dave.
Dave Mustaine is one petty fellow.
I just watched that documentary, and I can't remember what it is.
Woodstock.
Woodstock 99.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Talk about Lars having a fit about Napster and tape trading. And he's like, we used to trade tapes all the time when I was in Metallica. Does Lars have enough money? That's got to be it.
It's like integrity, man.
It's true, though. I mean, I've talked about this many times. I used to have just a box of tapes. I would just tape stuff off the radio and just swap tapes. We did that all the time, man.
So what is his issue?
He's like, why does Lars from Metallica, why is he throwing a big fit about Napster and streaming? Doesn't Lars have enough money? He's just jealousy because he's not in the band anymore.
Dave Mustaine's not jealous.
Oh, okay. Didn't seem petty to you?
He went and did his own thing.
Yeah.
Megadeth is, they're not the size of Metallica, but it's not like Megadeth is just some little random spare thing. No. I think his point is, hey, why is the richest artist the one freaking out over Napster when he was a kid? He did this. And that's the whole thing with Napster is Metallica was certainly the face of corporate greed, which is a really weird thing because I doubt all of our rockaholics that like Metallica identify with them getting rich.
Yeah, but think about it now. Like with Spotify, how many artists are getting ripped off?
Well,
because CDs aren't even a thing anymore.
Yeah,
So that was kind of the beginning of all of it.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a big conversation, but what's happened is bands have gone back to, they're making their money off of touring and merchandising and the streaming. You know, it's one thing when you're like, you know, Radiohead big, like Radiohead was like, we're just going to post our music and you can give us whatever. Well, you've already used the record company machines to attain that status. And that's what Mustaine's point is. Okay, Lars, you made it.
Dude, relax.
You're so rich. Why are you the one freaking out about this? Like, you're freaking out because you're not going to be even richer? You're never going to spend all your money.
What a great point.
Yeah, where did your rock and roll energy go to where now you're corporate man? What happened? Yeah,
it's hard to be normal with a name like Lars.
Yeah.
or last name like Mustaine, too. It's kind of great.
Lars Ulrich.
AJ McCarron is 31.
Oh, sticky keyboard.
But she also Miss Alabama, and that's AJ McCarron's girlfriend, okay? Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. AJ's doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
That is the creepiest thing to listen to. Old men. Leave her alone.
Brent, zip it up, please.
I'm not going to have to take my blue pill. I'm so worked up.
Don't undo your belt.
I just love that the other dude, what's his name, the blonde guy, Herb Street, tries to slow him down. And he's like, he tries to slow it down, and he's ignoring him. He pushes Herb Street out, and he's like, whoa! Look at those!
The cartoon eyes pop out.
Can't believe it.
But she also is Alabama, and that's AJ McCarron's girlfriend, okay? Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman. Wow.
Okay, see, that's Herbie, though, that says wow,
listen,
right?
Right, but listen. I think he's saying that about Musburger. He's like,
oh, okay.
You're fully aroused.
Wow. AJ's doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama,
he just doesn't know what to say. He's like, he's doing some things right. Now let's move on. Musburger's like, shut up and let me get it on.
I think Herbie was about to say, what a nice piece of ass, but he couldn't get it out.
I've long had the opinion that Herbie's somewhat guilty.
All right, let me hear.
Maybe not a life charge like Brent Musburger definitely.
And it's creepier because Musburger had to get out of a coffin to say that.
Musburger had the radio felony there, but Herbie was a misdemeanor in my opinion.
But she also Miss Alabama, and that's AJ McCarron's girlfriend. Okay, wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow, AJ's doing some things right down
there. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
If you want to have sex with hot chicks, boys, get on out there now and throw the football around.
Yeah, hey, what a Dad, weird thing to say.
I want to have hot chicks, too. We go play catch with me. Not now, son. I'm watching the game. But Brent said I could have sex.
Herb Street does a lot of that stuff, too, where it's like he'll retweet like Marjorie Taylor Greene and then later go, I had no idea she was a politician.
He does the I don't know thing.
He does it a lot.
I think he did, buddy.
Yeah. Peter Cetera is 77.
Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
I got to admit something. I don't know if that's Peter Cetera singing or not.
I just assumed Chicago, right?
I don't know, man. And I could be wrong on this. He may have always, but I thought he was the second incarnation where they did the super Air Supply 80s ballads.
I just rolled the dice, man.
Yeah. You may be right. I don't know. I thought he came in later, though.
You here with me.
Yeah, that stuff.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hard for me to say I'm sorry and that stuff that really sucked. That stuff back then, though, that's a jam, dude.
It was great at the roller rink.
Yep.
Fiona Apple is 44.
I've been a bad, bad girl.
I'm so quirky.
I've been careless with a delicate man. And it's a sad, sad world. When I go
Law and Order premiered on this day in 1990.
All right. Let me tone up my bass. Hold on. Let's see if I got the right, if I got the tuning here. Let's try it. Here we go now. Yeah, looks like I'm good. I never understood why they were sound checking in that theme song.
That's so great.
Hold on real quick. We got this theme song going and the bass guy's like, hold on, hold on. Got to see if I have this a D.
This is a personal shout out. Everybody up in the northern burbs might be more likely to know this one. Stuart Blassingame. The fire chief in Prosper is 50.
Well, they call me the fireman. That's my name.
Is this the guy with the huge dong?
Making my rounds all...
Right.
Who?
Sir. He is the guy singing.
George. Oh, yeah. The George Big Dong Diffle.
Yeah. That guy's the huge dong guy.
Well, I think you should have known for that.
I would want to be known. If that was my thing, I wouldn't want it to be the one-hit wonder with a mustache mullet.
Was he the guy that had like a bunch of ex-wives? Because he died recently.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because we did the story about
what
that.
What is happening
they
right
think
now?
It's Joe Diffie.
I think it's.
Oh yeah,
yeah
it's I think Joe it's Diffie.
That's
yeah.
not Joe Diffie.
Is that not
no.
Joe Diffie?
You lost your Texas card.
No.
I didn't ever want that one.
George damn Strait.
I'm a Yankee. I don't care. That's George Strait.
Yes.
That is. That's not George Diffie.
No.
That's the king, damn king.
Okay. Well, Stuart Blassingame, fire chief and Prosper, and one of the best dudes I've ever known. Quick side story. His son is just a complete stud, and he's in school with my son, same age. And my son was getting bullied at school, and somebody went up behind my son, grabbed the back of his backpack at the lunchroom table, and yanked him out of his chair. Mm-hmm. He goes, "That's my chair." And my son was real little at the time. He's bigger now. But his son, Stuart's son, is the biggest badass at that school. And he said, "Son, if anybody ever picks on him ever again, you have my permission to whip his ass."
Nice.
And if you get suspended from school, I'm going to take you to go get an ice cream cone. Don't ever let anybody pick on your friends. Don't you ever start a fight. But you're welcome to go take care of it if it happens. And I was like, unbelievable. I love this guy.
I meant to say this on the air, and I can't remember if I ever did, so stop me if I did. But I have a buddy whose son was getting picked on. And he got a call from the school about a fight. And he cut the, and she said, your son has been in a fight, and he has hurt this other boy. And my buddy kind of said, let me tell you something. If you're calling to get in trouble, I told him to do that, and I've never been so proud of him. He kicked the other kid's ass, really? Oh, my God, I can't wait to see this video. Like, yes. He was, like, cheering about it.
Yes.
So great. Awesome.
You got to stand up for yourself.
And Blassingame jumps out of planes and sells all those cars.
That's rock. David Blassingame.
Oh. Does a show with Sybil.
Of Autoflex.
And Tammy.
Yep.
Guys, Dean Blandino, the official, or the former VP of officiating in the NFL, is an age.
F you, Dean Blandino!
You say he didn't catch it. And now look at what you have done.
Why wouldn't this be your karaoke song?
Why has Ben doing a sad song?
we're at a bar. What's happening?
Milton Hershey would have been 164.
Chocolate-covered penis.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Do you want a chocolate?
Chocolatey goodness.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Chocolate milk.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Chocolate rain.
Top with chocolate chips.
Chocolate.
Stupid.
Was the chocolate rain topped with chocolate chips?
I don't know.
Chris Hansen is 62.
Oh, the Dateline NBC guy?
How are you, sir?
Good.
What's going on?
Mrs. Hearns?
No. What you up to today?
I'm just goofing.
Damn, you're very sexy.
I'm well aware, Chris. Thanks.
Did you bring condoms with you?
I'm not pulling out.
Maybe we should hook up.
Watch your dirty mouth.
Would you get naked?
I am going to go bare butt.
I think I would like to shower with you.
You're a freak!
You want me to teach you sex?
Sir, if you would please keep comments like that to a minimum.
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants? Or just no pants? We could just be naked all day.
Oh!
Wow, okay.
I'm horny for you.
What the hell is going through your mind? I'm freaking out.
What are you looking for? I could be your grandpa.
Whoa, sir. There's a lady in the room.
Yes. Laugh out loud.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
What? That was amazing.
So he took a call from Chris Hansen. Is that what happened there?
That's about how I spent $12.55 to $110 today.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Listen, this is incredible. Are we done with the Today game?
I hope.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at 4:35, we're going to replay the chocolate montage and replay the Chris Hansen. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
We are doing that. Is amazing. And I just have to hear that person say, can I teach you sex again?
What about the Dave Mustaine audio? Are we going to play that again?
No, we're doing the chocolate montage and the Chris Hansen montage. Tell your friends, get your kids. We're going to gather around the radio like it's 1925. And at 4:35, we're going to replay those two montages.
Oh, my God. So good. Coming up next, the 10 popular fetishes that you may or may not already be fetishing about.
All right. We'll get into that.
And who will have to read it? Who will have to read this list? Stay tuned to find out who gets embarrassed by reading this, or if Skin celebrates getting to read it. Coming up next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.